The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events. Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out. It's episode 439. Wishing all the listeners out there, for those who celebrate, a happy Easter. Hope you're having a lovely day, or perhaps it's happy Passover, or both, or neither. It's all good. In fact, one or two of the talk radio stations that pick up Tech It Out won't air this show until the 10th of April, which is after both holidays, but the majority of you will hear it within the next week. So wishing you all the best, however and wherever you're spending the holiday and whomever you're with, I hope it was enjoyable. And thank you for tuning in to Tech It Out, the weekly show that breaks down geek speak into street speak. We've got a packed show for you with four segments today. Off the top, Carmi Levy will join us, a tech analyst who will explain the significance of Apple's latest MacBook, the Neo, its most affordable laptop to date, and in a lot of fun colors, we'll talk about that. Also on the show, it's the 20th anniversary of the cloud. Back in March of 2006, Amazon Web Services, or AWS, debuted S3. This is their groundbreaking platform that really pioneered it all. We're going to chat with a bit of a rock star in the tech industry. His name is James Hamilton. He's Senior Vice President and Distinguished Engineer at Amazon, widely regarded as one of the primary architects to the cloud as we know it today. Also on the show, I was at HP Imagine in New York last week. This is a mostly annual event that looks at the entire HP ecosystem, not just computers and printers, but software and AI that ties it all together, experiences mostly for work. But we're going to talk about printing for the home with Sue Richards. That's coming up. And then finally, if we have time at the end of the show, that fourth segment that I mentioned, I wanted to show you, if you haven't tried it already, how to chat with your AI using your voice in a very conversational way. It's free, and I'm going to use ChatGPT as an example. I'm going to have my lovely female-based ChatGPT with a British accent talk with me in real time, and hopefully we're going to have time for that. So I'm going to ask, hey, chat, are you good if we talk with the Tech It Out listeners in a couple of minutes from now? You'll say hi?
Absolutely. I'd love to. Just let me know when you're ready and I'll jump in with a warm hello and be ready for whatever you've got lined up.
Okay. You got it. Hang tight.
Sounds good. I'll be here.
Tech It Out is powered by Norton and Visa, two amazing brands that protect you in different ways. We're going to get to more of that a little bit later. But without further ado, let's kick off the show officially with our first interview. I love hearing this next guest on the radio, tech expert Carmi Levy, who, when compared to me, frankly, makes me look like I don't know the first thing about tech, and I can barely put two sentences together by comparison. For the past 23 years, Carmi has been an analyst, journalist, and broadcaster who joins us now for the first time after a very long time. It's a long overdue visit to chat with us for a few minutes about Apple's latest MacBook called the Neo, its least expensive laptop ever released. Great to have you back on the program.
So great to be back with you, Mark. But, you know, for the record, I listen to you to raise my IQ level.
Stop.
So it works. It cuts both ways.
No, absolutely not. I just smile ear to ear when I hear you, and I'm like, damn, I got to up my game. But, yeah, please keep doing what you're doing. You're awesome, and thank you for letting me interview you recently for a cloud anniversary article. You're such a wealth of information, as always. Before we dive into our two tech topics, tell us something about Carmi Levy that we may not know.
So I am a stroke survivor, but 12 years ago I was riding my bike, turned my head the wrong way, tore an artery in my neck, and a few hours later, clots flew off into my brain and I collapsed. I couldn't walk. I was paralyzed on the right side. I couldn't speak. I could understand what was going on, but I couldn't respond. I was locked in. So I'm one of the lucky ones. My wife recognized the signs, got me to the hospital, called 911, and I got immediate care. Didn't wait in a waiting room. Stroke protocol. It's now. And I made a full recovery. I'm a little dizzy sometimes, but I can live with that. I don't have the world's best sense of balance, but I work with Heart and Stroke Canada to raise stroke awareness, so people know what the FAST protocol is, that they don't wave it away when it happens, and they get the help when they need, so that they don't live a lifetime with debilitating impacts of stroke because it wasn't treated.
And this was in your 40s. I mean, you were young.
I was super young. I had doctors coming into my room and kind of looking at me, looking at my charts, looking back at me, thinking, people like you don't get strokes. You know, you're young, you're in shape. I was 46. And in my case, it was a freak accident. So, you know, obviously it was physical. I had none of the pre-existing risk factors, but stroke can happen to anyone. And increasingly it's happening to young people. And the fear is, if you think that stroke can't happen to you, you're not going to get the help that you need in the time that you need it.
What are the signs that we could self-diagnose in the moment before we call 911?
The key word is FAST. So if the first letter is F, it's face. Is it drooping on one side? Then A for arms. Can you raise both of them? Because if you can't, or you can only raise one, that's a problem. Is your speech slurred, or is it jumbled? Are you having trouble getting words out? Because I sure was. And if all of those, or any one of those is a yes, then it's time T to call 911. And so
like
if any one of those, you're having a stroke, get on it.
Thanks, Carmi. I love that acronym, FAST, and thank you for sharing that. All right, let's now pivot, Carmi, and talk about our tech topic, Apple's latest computer, the MacBook Neo. What makes it unique?
I mean, this is the first time in basically any memory that Apple has introduced a deliberate low-cost laptop. You could have bought an older, the MacBook Air, the M1 unit. Apple was still selling those previously, but it wasn't purpose-built. It was just something they kept along, didn't really market it, didn't actively push it to anyone. This is the first time they said, we are going to get into the low-cost market. It's a really inspired design. It's colorful. It looks like a Mac. It's built like a Mac. It still has an aluminum body. It's not plastic. There's everything about it. It still reeks Apple. In other words, high-end design. You're not embarrassed to walk into a meeting and crack one of these things open, but it is available for a lot less than a typical machine. So, you save money, but you don't look cheap.
Mm. Yeah, let's give specifics to the listeners. If you are not aware, the new MacBook Neo costs only $599, or as low as $499 if you're a student, compared to the MacBook Air, which starts at $1,099, and the MacBook Pro starting at $1,699. So a huge difference in price. Again, as low as $499 if you're a student or an educator. Wow. What are the trade-offs, though? Maybe three things you like about it and three things you don't.
Well, so you already know that it looks and feels like a real Mac, so I really like it. They didn't cheap out on it. Everything about it is just, this is a good laptop that will last for years. iPhone 16 Pro, the A18 Pro, so it shows just how powerful smartphones have become, and it lets you, and it means that, in future, Apple's probably going to do more of this. Phone processors in lower-end MacBooks, maybe back and forth, more software shifting between the two. I think that's awesome. Another thing that I like that isn't getting a lot of attention, it's more repairable than just about every other MacBook that you can buy today. So they've got screws instead of glue. It's easier to replace parts if they die, like the battery or the camera. And that's a big deal, because repairability, big thing in the market now. I think a lot of people are starting to think about that. If something happens, I shouldn't have to replace the whole thing, just maybe repair it for cheap. And I think that's amazing. It shows Apple is really looking kind of beyond just the now. The things that I'm not really so keen on, it only comes with 8 gigabytes of RAM. So for now, that's fine. If all you're doing is just basic, work, you're opening up a browser, you're writing some things, you're not really pushing it too much, you're not a heavy-duty video editor, and you're not coding for AI. That's more than enough. But what happens about 3-4 years from now? Is it going to be enough? And it's kind of not as future-proof as I'd like it to be. I'd be more comfortable if it were 16 gigs. And also, they, in order to hit that price point, I love a good cheap computer as much as everyone else, but they had to take certain things out. There's no backlit keyboard. There's no MagSafe charging, which is bad for me. I'm a klutz. I'm probably going to cause my machine to fly off my desk if I pull the cord the wrong way. It doesn't have Thunderbolt, so if you really thought that those ports were high speed, they're not. No Touch ID. You have to upgrade to the next version, spend a little bit more. The webcam is only HD. So it's good, but not great. I understand why they made those decisions. And so I'm not going to use it as the center of a multi-monitor solution in my home office. You know, I'm going to use a more expensive Mac for that. But if you understand those compromises, you understand why Apple did what it did.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a student or budget conscious or both, then I think this is a fantastic choice. I'm not even a Mac guy. I'm a Windows guy, to be honest. But this now puts it into the hands of those who otherwise may not be able to afford it. I applaud Apple doing this as well, because it seems like they are releasing less expensive gear these days. The iPhone 17e just came out the other week. And then there's also the Apple Watch SE, which is a less expensive smartwatch. Do you think they're just realizing that not everybody can afford the premium price tag of an Apple product, and they're just trying to be all things to all people?
We're rapidly approaching the end of the smartphone era. We're all not going to be buying iPhones forever. Apple is now a services business. They made $109 billion last year from things like the App Store, iCloud, Apple Music, Apple Care. So you've got to have more devices out there in order to justify subscribing to all of these services. So Apple needs to reach into the lower end of the market, sell more less expensive or more cheap hardware, so the people who maybe previously haven't owned a MacBook, haven't owned an Apple Watch or an iPhone, have an entry point, and then they can subscribe to those services and stay in Apple's ecosystem. It makes a lot of sense for Apple to go down market. They might not have wanted to before when they were more of a hardware company. Now that they're a services company, this is the strategy to do it.
Yeah. We are chatting with tech expert Carmi Levy, who's been an analyst and a broadcaster and a journalist for several decades. We're thrilled to have him on the show. And so how do our listeners follow you, see your photos, read your tech takes?
So look for me on X and Instagram at Carmi Levy, CarmiLevy. I also include in my profiles there links to my Medium newsletter, where I basically rage about all the things that are wrong with the tech industry today.
Rage. Love it. Thank you for taking the time. All the best. Thanks again.
Always such a joy speaking with you. Thanks so much for having me, Mark.
And stay healthy. More Tech It Out right after this.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cyber threats have gotten smarter because criminals are using AI to create and bombard you with threats 24/7. That's why Norton 360 is using AI too. Know whether a text or website could be a scam with Genie AI-powered scam detection, and get scam questions answered by your personal Genie AI-powered scam assistant. So even though cyber threats are smarter, you can feel safer knowing your protection is too. Norton 360. Learn all the ways Norton can help protect you at Norton.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
So we've introduced this flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, it can enable a better shopping experience all through AI, and it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at visa.com. That's simply visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-960-3377. That's 800-960-3377. 800-960-3377.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI. And you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Get ready to shine it up and show it off. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine on Sunday, April 19th from 11 to 2 p.m. Enter your classic car into the show at 8 a.m. and receive a free t-shirt and food voucher. Bring the whole family down for this all-ages event. Snap photos, talk with passionate car owners, and enjoy an afternoon packed with nostalgia and horsepower. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com. See the shine and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work. And when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, they got the money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
This is my fight.
Join
Join us Saturday, May 2nd for the annual Chicks and Chaps Luncheon at the Senior Center in Redding, California. A day dedicated to raising awareness and support for breast cancer programs in our community. It's a day filled with connection and purpose. Be a part of something truly special. Go to RedingRodeo.com and click on the Chicks and Chaps tab for your tickets today. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Redding Rancheria, Valor Oncology, Goldmark Jewelers, KCNR Radio, and Four Winds Jewelry.
This is my fight song.
Days of Cloud and your involvement, what memories stand out for you?
Oh gosh, the very earliest days, I remember S3 announcing before I joined AWS, and just the phenomenal excitement around this thing because, you know, first of all, it's a cloud offering that's interesting. It probably would have got press. But what's wild is I'm running at the time, I'm general manager of a high-scale service that customers love. It's very successful. It's a big component of it is storage, and it's $26 a gigabyte per month. S3 announces 15 cents a gigabyte per month. Mm-hmm. And so fundamental change of the way the industry works. And that was my first, wow, this is really going to change the world type of moment.
And again, just to bring everybody up to speed, the cloud, when it came out in 2006 for the masses, it was really a way to have your company's information stored off-site. So in the event of something happening on-premises, like, I don't know, a fire, flood, or anything else, your data is protected because it was stored somewhere else. And you can access it whenever you want over the internet in real time with 99.99 plus percent uptime. But then over time, Amazon started adding services on top of the storage, right? So you can actually run your business without having to invest in a local server room, if you will, and all those associated costs to build and maintain that. And it has just evolved from there. But yeah, talk about price, the difference when S3 debuted from AWS back in the day. I know you weren't at the company yet. And then how scalable it is now today as well. So like any big technology shift, James, I'd argue there were lots of naysayers, if my memory serves me correctly. Tell us about that.
Yeah, at the time, there's a lot of people saying, well, yeah, but nobody would ever use that. And then what happened is AWS is growing at a phenomenal rate. Startups are piling on because if you're starting a new business and you haven't bought servers and haven't set up infrastructure, wasting most of your money on that and waiting 6 months until everything's delivered and installed is crazy. So, you know, then people say, okay, yeah, the cloud will handle startups and companies that like that, but it's never going to run the enterprise. And then what happened is it delivers so fast, and when customers suddenly have a growth spurt, it just adapts. It's where if you're running on-premise, you run out of resources and you have to say no. Second thing is, like, if a business like Amazon's, where the holidays are a big deal, a really big deal, and the rest of the year sells at a lower level, you have to provision year-round if you're running on-premise for the peak, where in the cloud, you just add capacity for peak and take it away otherwise. And so all these advantages accrue. And these startups are very successful. People are saying, fine, startups are good. What about, you know, the enterprise is not going to use it. And then what happens, I remember the CIA awarded a contract to AWS for massive contracts.
If that's not an endorsement, I don't know what, for security.
It kind of changed the world. It's suddenly everyone's saying, if it's good enough for the CIA, it's going to be good enough for us. And what happened is the enterprise started to jump on board and get some of those same advantages that everyone else has been getting. And it's just been expanding and expanding since then. And so most of the excitement for me is each year we witness a new level of growth, and I'm always astounded that the team finds a way to be able to deploy that vast amount of capacity. And then the next year makes the last year look small. And we've been doing that for 20 years now. You know, we're honored by the fact that customers trust us so much, and I'm honored to be on a team that's able to deliver that much. It's exciting times even still.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'm going to ask you about what we can expect in 2026 and beyond in a moment. I suspect AI will be very much a part of that answer. AWS has remained the global leader, if I'm not mistaken, as much as a third of all the enterprise-based cloud activity is through AWS. Why do you think that is?
To me, that's a simple one, and it's the reason why I joined the company, is lots of companies talk about listening to customers, and then they tell the customers what they want and move forward from there. They're technology-driven companies. What I love about Amazon is we listen to what customers want. We invent technology that solves those problems.
A lot more with James Hamilton, the James Hamilton from AWS, when we return on Check It Out. Stick with us. We will be right back.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a Z and Saltzman with a Z.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Imagine walking to your home and instantly feeling relaxed because the colors are fresh, clean, and exactly your style. That's what Eagle Eye Painting does for homeowners every day. Careful prep, protecting your furniture and floors, and a smooth, beautiful finish you'll be proud to show off. We're local, licensed, bonded, insured, and we're happy to help you in English or Spanish. Ready to fall in love with your home again? Call Eagle Eye Painting today at 530-410-1317 for a free, friendly estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
Hello, Reading. Join Commune Dance Company for Songs of the Soul, a dance performance on April 18th and 19th at the Shasta College Theater. With a dynamic mix of dance styles and beautiful artistry and storytelling, this dance production reflects on the lived experiences that shape us and expresses gratitude for the things we have overcome. Come support the performing arts in Reading and be inspired by this bold city-caliber performance. Get your tickets today at communedancecompany.simpletix.com. Tickets are $20 and kids' tickets are available at $12.50. We hope to see you there.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
they're getting what they want, and the growth is there. That's rewarding. And for me as an engineer, one of the reasons why I love it is it cuts the debate. And some companies I've worked at, the first thing that happens whenever you propose a new solution is two smart people argue about who owns the mission or whose approach is the best one. We have this wonderful arbiter at Amazon where it's simply, is this good for customers and is this better for customers? And it's a wonderfully empowering and very, very simple principle that allows us to move fast and makes our customers feel good about partnering with us.
It sounds simple in theory, but probably very challenging in practice. You make it sound easy. You're also credited, James, with spotting another trend over a decade ago, and that's the importance of chips to power AI and other innovations. AI may be a buzzword today. Amazon's been working on that for, boy, you would be shopping on Amazon.com in the early 2000s, and if it said, if you like this book, then maybe you'd like to also read this book. That's AI also. We're talking about a whole other level with needing a lot of power with those chips. Why is this important, AI, to Amazon and Amazon Web Services today?
Yeah, I think your question's mostly focused on the hardware side, but starting off with just the solution and why customers love it, we believe, and there's a lot of evidence that supports it, machine learning is a technology that is going to change every business out there. There's not going to be a business that doesn't have some component of machine learning being employed in the solution they provide customers. So the first answer to your question is it's going to be very broadly deployed and it's going to be very important to customers, and every application is going to have machine learning components. Mm-hmm. So it means if you're providing a credible cloud, you have to have a great solution there. And when customers are choosing a cloud offering, one of the things they should be looking for is a company that's going to provide the widest breadth of machine learning solutions, because they're going to need them. And so that's the need part. On the hardware part, what's going on there is if you look at the industry today, and you'll see that the hardware providers to machine learning systems are very profitable companies.
Like NVIDIA?
One of the most profitable companies the world's ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is they're charging a lot for their components. We believe that we can give customers components that solve their problem at a lower cost. That's the Amazon way. We've never been a big profit, small volume company. It's quite the opposite. We know that if we do something in very large volume, customers will buy it. And if they buy it in large volume, we know we can continue to reduce prices and find new innovations. And that wonderful cycle just keeps feeding on itself, where the more customers that partner with us, the more we can invest in R&D. And the more we've invested in research, the better our solutions are, and the more customers they get on board.
I get it. Yeah.
And so we get all excited, and so of course we have to get into the hardware.
Without getting too much into the weeds, products like, I guess, Bedrock would be an example of something that a business can leverage, but the heavy lifting, the graphical and AI processes are handled on your end. Is that fair? It's still being handled over the cloud?
Bedrock is an inference service, and so when a customer deploys a machine learning solution to serve their customers, a component of that is inference. They need to run inference, and Bedrock is the host for that. What makes Bedrock powerful for customers are two things. One is selection. You know, we think customers should be using the models that we offer. We work very hard to make sure the customers love them. They're fast. They're very low cost. But we offer Anthropic. We offer OpenAI. Mm-hmm. We offer our own solutions. We offer Llama. We offer open source.
That's on the software side.
So all those different models are offered. And the beautiful thing about that is we may have opinions on which model is best. The opinion that matters is the opinion of the customers. We're the company that offers all of those different solutions. Mm-hmm. So that's what's available on Bedrock. Below the covers, we offer, as you mentioned, that Bedrock runs on NVIDIA. We do indeed use some NVIDIA. We use much more Trainium. And the reason we use more Trainium is it's a great price performer. And with inference, what customers are finding is they build really good machine learning solutions. And the next big challenge after you deliver a great machine learning solution is it always ends up a little more expensive than you hoped. It's expensive. And so if we can bring to the table a lower cost solution for those customers, it enables them to use their machine learning solutions more broadly. And again, it feeds that same flywheel that I referred to earlier.
Thanks for that, James. Yeah. Before we wrap up, because this is largely a consumer-facing show, the cloud, we've been talking about all the applications for businesses, both small and medium businesses as well as enterprise, but we use cloud on a daily basis, as I hinted at off the top, whether we realize it or not. Can you just talk a bit about that? So whether you're streaming music or movies or playing games, I mean, the cloud is leveraged in many of these instances.
100%. If you look at video offerings, are a beautiful example where, you know, who doesn't watch a little bit of TV? If you're watching a little television, you're likely going to be watching Netflix or Prime Video. Both those offerings are 100% hosted on AWS. In the very, very rare times when there's a blip in an AWS service, those are the ones I spend so much attention making sure they just simply never happen. You learn as a consumer how many services actually run on AWS. And so my job, 100%, is to make those blips rare. And the better we do, the broader AWS is used. I would say that it's just about impossible to lead a modern life today and not be using literally tens of services on AWS and probably never know it. And in some ways, that's the beauty of it. You shouldn't have to know that you're running on AWS.
I agree. The magic is the fact that it's invisible and it just works.
Exactly.
You've got access to tens of thousands of TV shows and movies that you can stop and start and fast forward and rewind and pull up captions and audio overdubs in different languages, all as if it was all just there on your TV. Love it. James, always amazing to hear about this technology and pulling the curtain back and learning not just about the history, but where it's going. Can't wait to learn more about it at AWS reInvent later this year. And I hope to see you there. It's been a pleasure chatting with you. Happy 20th anniversary to AWS and the cloud.
I will indeed be at reInvent, and thanks for the anniversary. We're enjoying it as much as ever and looking forward to the next decade.
All the best. Thanks so much again. When we return on Tech It Out, we chat with HP about the latest in printing trends for the home. So stick with us. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out right after this short break.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Cyber threats have gotten smarter because criminals are using AI to create and bombard you with threats 24/7. That's why Norton 360 is using AI too. Know whether a text or website could be a scam with Genie AI-powered scam detection and get scam questions answered by your personal Genie AI-powered scam assistant. So even though cyber threats are smarter, you can feel safer knowing your protection is too. Norton 360. Learn all the ways Norton can help protect you at Norton.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
Can we talk about Gen Z? Didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The disastrous nexus of social media usage and political parlays comes into sharp focus. And can the Federal Reserve handle the sticker shock from the war in Iran? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Introducing the best ever offer from Dish TV. For $89.99 a month, you can have up to 190 of your favorite channels, plus your favorite streaming apps, all from one source for the low price of about $3 a day. With Dish, you can record up to 16 channels at once and get 2,000 hours of recording space for as little as $3 a day. Dish has been providing the best television for over 45 years. And call now and we can even find you the best internet price.
prices. And based off your location, you may be eligible for fiber or wireless internet for your home. And to take advantage of the best offer ever in Dish TV history, $89.99 a month with free equipment and free installation. So what are you waiting for? Call now.
800-706-7063. 800-706-7063. 800-706-7063. That's 800-706-7063.
To Tech It Out, I wanted to give a shout out to Norton, an incredible partner of mine on Tech It Out. In today's connected world, a simple antivirus isn't enough. Your identity, your finances, your privacy, it's all on the line. That's why you need Norton 360 with LifeLock, the comprehensive solution that bundles device security and identity theft protection. Tech It Out has proudly partnered with Norton as they protect your PC, Mac, and mobile devices from viruses, ransomware, and other kinds of malicious software. LifeLock takes it a step further, constantly monitoring for the fraudulent use of your personal info from your social security number to your bank accounts. If a threat is detected, you receive an alert. If the worst happens and your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based identity restoration specialist will be there to personally help fix it. Plus, with the $1 million protection package, you get coverage for stolen funds and expenses. Norton 360 with LifeLock gives you the power to defend your entire digital life. Stop patching together protection. Get the all-in-one peace of mind you need with Norton 360 with LifeLock. And Tech It Out listeners get a huge discount. In order to do so, visit norton.com/techitout. That's norton.com/techitout. norton.com/techitout.
So I'm here at HP Imagine, as you heard earlier in the show. I'm in New York City, sitting down with Sue Richards. She's Division President of Consumer Printing Solutions and Services at HP. It's lovely to see you again. Thanks for your time.
Yes, so happy to have you here to join us and today and hearing all the great news that we're bringing to the market.
And a lot of it is enterprise-centric, I think it's fair to say. HP Imagine is very much about workflows, business AI, AI on the edge, and all these phrases that we've heard a lot about today and seen several products and services, but I wanted to borrow you for a little to chat about printing in particular, but more from a consumer lens. And if we delve into, you know, hybrid work and all that, that's great. That is relevant, I think, to many of our listeners. But why don't we first start at a high level? And this is a question that I keep getting from people, my listeners and readers of my articles. What should I look for in a printer? Printing is not dead. Printing is still very much alive and well. What should we be looking for?
I think it really depends on the user and what are their use cases that they want from their printer. I think printing is not dead. Let me make sure I'm very, very clear on that.
I've been hearing about the paperless office since the 80s, and that just never happened.
If you think about kind of where the world was even 20 years ago, we talked about printing being dead. But prints and paper, going analog to digital and digital to analog, is an important part of people's workflow, mm-hmm. whether it's for education, whether it's for collaboration and
contracts.
Connecting contracts, whether it's for creativity, and really printing photos, sharing photos. Those are really, really important workflows that people have in their daily lives as consumers, but then also as hybrid employees. So these are key things where no, print is not dead. And depending on what you're looking for as a consumer, your print platform is going to be different. If it's just basic printing, maybe once or twice a month, then you know, you're probably going to be looking at a lower featured printer where you still occasionally want scanning capability, color capability. If you're sensitive about paper use or sustainability, duplex printing capability, stepping up to that capability and the two-sided printing.
Yeah, that duplex is just two-siding, and that's an option that you set in
that's
advance.
That's an option. Right. Our most basic printers don't have it, but as you step up, two-sided printing capabilities there. And then as you step up even further, this is where you have an automatic document feeder, or what's called an ADF, that enables customers to take, whether it's their contract documents or their tax documents, have them scanned in automatically, save them to a USB drive or whatever drive you might be using to hand to your tax preparer, to have those documents pushed to the cloud or to your email. And so those, as you step up in your capability and your workflows, that's where you start to step up in your printer purchase. Mm-hmm. The other key piece when customers are considering what printer platform they want to purchase is how do they want to pay for it? And so you can be on our traditional business model where you purchase a printer for a low price and you buy ink over time as you need it. Or you can purchase a printer with 3 years of ink included in the box at a very, very low cost per page to that customer. So if they're high print usage customers with, you know, modest features, a tank printer could be really attractive to them as they want to print. They have a high frequency of printing, but they want a super low cost of ownership or cost per page. A tank printer could be one of those things that they're after.
So again, like you said, it depends on your use case scenario, like how you're using a printer. If it's for family calendars and kids projects and the odd photo, then that's maybe where you go with a less expensive price, and maybe a service like HP Instant Ink, where when the printer detects it's running low, it'll automatically send more to your door. Or if you're more of a power user, of which I would include myself, where I am scanning 20-page documents and I want it zipped into one PDF and wirelessly sent back to my PC and all that, then I would go with a tank-based printer where it costs more for the printer, but you get up to 3 years worth of ink out of the box. You're not nickel and dimed for expensive cartridges at all. Always seem to run out at the wrong time. I want to be respectful of your time, Sue.
When we return with HP's Sue Richards, I'm going to ask her what's trending now, 2026. So stay tuned for that. Earlier in this block, I gave a shout out to Norton, a company that protects you in the digital age. But I also wanted to give a shout out and thanks to SanDisk. They have several products that protect your files as well. Funny how all three partners on Tech It Out, Norton, Visa, and SanDisk, all aim to protect you in slightly different ways. SanDisk has affordable but very reliable storage solutions ranging from SD cards and USB thumb drives to solid-state drives for those who need a lot more capacity and speed. Head on over to SanDisk.com to see what's on sale. Amazon just had their big spring sale, and they also had lots of those products with a deep discount as well. So SanDisk.com. Again, that's SanDisk.com. When we return on the program, we're going to finish off with HP chatting about printing trends in the home. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Check It Out whenever you want.
Plan your day with the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast equips you to tackle any weather, rain or shine. Sponsored by the Queen of Dragons, a local champion delivering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Fridays deal runs all weekend until stock's gone, so grab it fast. Support local by visiting X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
KCNR has teamed up with Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing to give you a chance to win tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. The drawing is at 8 a.m. on Friday, April 10th. For your chance to qualify, all you have to do is listen for this.
Hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out,
ride 'em in, raw.
Then call 530-605-4566 or 530-605-4567 for your chance to qualify to win two tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. The drawing is at 8 a.m. on Friday, April 10th, courtesy of Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Take Back Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Help us keep prescription drugs out of the hands of our young people. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading City Hall on Cypress, Saturday, April 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958 or chemicalpeople.org.
New solutions like hardware or AI print?
Yeah, so I think key areas where we're seeing a large trend and HP continuing to invest in really improving the customer experience and providing more AI-based solutions to help customers with their workflows. And whether it's the HP AI Precise Print, being able to offer our customers a simplified printing experience on a web page, taking complex web pages, whether it's your recipe or your travel log, from 27 pages down to 2 to help them simplify and turn those 27 pages essentially into 1 2-sided mm-hmm. page.
And removing banner ads at the same time, which you don't want to print.
And removing ads, removing clutter. Those are key solutions that we introduced last year in North America, and we plan to expand that into the rest of the markets in 26. We're also adding new AI-based capabilities where we have AI scan capability. We're able to scan in documents, make them OCR character recognized documents that are fully searchable for you, but also be able to apply a title to that document, be able to apply an intelligent title to that document based on the capability of understanding what is in that document, but also do a redaction of sensitive personal information if you want, and giving the user control over selecting which fields they want to redact before they actually print a copy of that document, so your personal information is protected. Mm-hmm. And all of that being done on the edge on your HP device. And so that's a key area where we're continuing to expand our AI roadmap over time to really look at our customer journeys. What workflows are they doing at home, in their hybrid office, or in their office, enterprise office, or SMB office? Being able to bring those AI solutions to the work that they do to simplify it and take the friction out. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're headed.
Going back to the home, is it still possible with some of your printers to print from anywhere? You're not limited to being in the same home. So for example, you're out for a walk, maybe you're walking the dog and you realize, oh, I forgot to print this such and such, that you could do it from your phone, and then by the time you get home, it's all done. Is that still a thing?
That is a thing, and that's something that actually has been a thing for many years across all of our HP printers, including our entry-level consumer printers. And that's available through the HP app, and it's a solution that many of us parents feel a lot of pain and friction around. That last-minute permission slip or whatever has to be signed, even though I'm sitting here in New York and my family's on the West Coast. And so that's a solution that's been available, and we don't even need AI for it. We just need cloud connected printing, which we've had since 2015.
And then I guess finally, we started off with a very high level question about what to look for in a printer. Are there any models, just as we wrap up, on the consumer side or a family of products, maybe the tank ones, that you would love our listeners to know about?
Yeah, as I think about consumer, it's going to depend. And if you're like me, where you're a hybrid worker, where you're printing work documents, documents, and you want to have capability to print home photos, etc. Mm-hmm. This is where if you want speed, you want highly featured things, so scanning in those 20-page documents that you talked about, this is where our OJ Pro Class products are really best in class. Mm-hmm. As I think about our tank portfolio, this is where you have amazing HP quality reliability and all those solutions that we talked about earlier, but with a tremendously low cost to print and total cost of ownership, 3 years ink in the box. It's really around that simplicity, that convenience, and that peace of mind of never running out. And that's a key thing. If you have modest, I'll say, workflow needs, our tank printers are best in class from a cost of ownership point of view and from that HP reliability and durability.
All right. And then HP.com to learn more. Thank you so much, Sue. Sue Richards, great to chat with you. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your HP Imagine 2026.
All right. Thank you so much, and so glad you're here.
All right, so I teased that I may be chatting with my AI later on in the program, and I gave you a sense of what she sounds like off the top of the show. Let's put a pin in that for next week because we ran out of runway. But I wanted to thank you so much for tuning in to the program today. We talked with Carmi Levy. We had AWS's James Hamilton on the program and then wrapped up with HP and printing at HP Imagine in New York. A huge thank you once again to my sponsors on this program, Norton, Visa, and SanDisk, all aim to protect you. And just as I try to break down geek speak into street speak every week on this program, those three brands also aim to demystify protection. Again, whether it's cybersecurity, backup, or safer online shopping in the case of Visa. Thank you so much once again. Have a fantastic rest of your day. And I look forward to catching up with you next time for another brand new episode of Tech It Out with several new guests. And yeah, I will also have my AI join for a fun chat next week on the program. All the best. Happy Easter. Happy Passover. Take care now. Ciao. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.